我们一起来读主的话。
Let us read the Lord's words together.
我们今天要读的是在哥勒西书第三章第十五节到第十七节。
The passage we want to read today is Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17.
哥勒西书第三章十五节到第十七节。
Colossians 3, 15 to 17.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
这段经文告诉我们
，This passage tells us，
基督徒生活中间有三件不可缺少的事情。
In the life of a Christian, there are three things that we must not lack of.
第一件就是十五节所提的基督的平安。
The first is the peace of Christ.
第二件就是在十六节所说的基督的话，基督的道理，就基督的话。
The second is the word of Christ.
第三件就在第十七节所说的主耶稣的名。
The third one is in verse 17, which is the name of Jesus.
所以我们看到这一段圣经里头提到三件重要的关系，重要的事情都是跟主耶稣基督有关系的。
And so when we see that there are these important things and they all have to do with the Lord Jesus.
一个就是基督的平安。
The first is the peace of Christ.
一件就是基督的话。
And another is the word of Christ.
还有就是主耶稣的名。
And then finally there is the name of Christ.
这里面告诉我们有三件在我们生活中间不可缺少的事情。
And these are the three things in our lives that we must not lack.
这也是我们基督徒生活中间每天都不可缺少的。
And that this is something in our daily Christian life that we cannot lack.
我们先来看看基督的平安。
Let us first take a look at the peace of Christ.
在这个美国，他们曾经有一次有个民意调查，说什么是东西是你最需要的。
And so in the U.S., they had a survey and they wanted to find out what was it that needed the most.
什么东西是你最需要的？
And what is it that you need the most?
结果有50%以上的人说他们要的就是平安。
And 50% and above mentioned they wanted peace.
所以平安是很宝贵的。
So peace is very precious.
但是世界上人的所说的平安。
But the peace that is spoken of in this world.
不过就是每一件事情都很顺利。
Is that everything will run smoothly.
平安没有发生一些不好的事情。
And that there are no bad things that will happen.
就是说在环境上我们都是平平安安的。
And that circumstantially everything is very peaceful.
这个是很宝贵的。
This is very precious.
我们需要的是有要有环境的平安。
And certainly we do need peace in our environment.
叫我们可以平安的过每天的日子。
That we may peacefully live out our days.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
我来到北美以后，我觉得很宝贵的就是有一个平安的生活。
After I came to North America, I found what is precious is that it can pass a peaceful lifestyle.
我知道自己在过去几十年住在中国。
In the past several decades that I've lived in China.
在中国大陆的话，这几十年当中没有带给人平安。
In those several decades while I was in China, there was no peace.
特别我是在大陆的时候，真是觉得每天都生活的在这恐惧当中。
Especially when I grew up in China, that I was living in terror.
因为你不知道哪一天 什么时候这个灾祸就会临到你。
Because you did not know when it would be that there would be much persecution.
有的时候在开大会的时候
，Sometimes in a big meeting.
忽然之间，这个讲台这个在这个台上就有人说某某人他是有问题的，叫他出来。
And so somebody on the stage would say, "So such and such a person has a problem. Come on out."
啊。那个人根本就没有防备
，and that person has no defense.
结果他就要受到人的攻击
，and so they would receive men's attack.
所以这个每个人去参加会的话，都是很害怕的。
So every time when we attended these meetings, there was much fear.
不知道你什么时候就会成为人攻击的目标。
You did not know at what time that you would be the object of others' attack.
有一天晚上，我们已经睡了。睡下来已经过了很长时间了。
And one night we were sleeping, and it was already a long time.
有人来敲我们的房间的门。
Somebody knocked on the door of our house.
已经十一二点了。
It was already 12 a.m.
会发生什么事情呢
？Well, what happened?
我们很害怕。
We were really afraid.
但是还需要起来开门。
But we still need to open the door.
一开门，他说：“你是不是某某某
？”Once we opened the door, they asked us, "Are you so and so?"
我说：“我不是。”
I said I'm not.
哦，他对，哦，错了错了，我应该找某某人的，结果敲到你们的门。
And they said, "Oh, well, we made a mistake. So we were supposed to find the other person."
所以我们的里面就，这个害怕就放下来。
And so at that point, we can lay down our fear.
我们是需要环境的平安。
We do need the peace of our environment.
我们不，我们很害怕有一些不好的事情临到我们。
And we are very fearful of bad things that will happen to us.
但是圣经上告诉我们的平安是基督的平安。
But the peace that the Bible speaks of is the peace of Christ.
基督的平安远远超过这个环境的平安。
The peace of Christ transcends the peace of our environment.
什么是基督的平安呢
？What is Christ's peace?
他先让我们与神和好。
He first allowed us and God to be reconciled.
他让我们与神和好，我们跟神中间就有平安了。
And because He allows us to be reconciled to God, that we have peace with God.
这是一个非常重要的平安。
This is a very important peace.
就让我们里头心灵里头就有平安了。
It allows us to have peace within our hearts.
我们就不再受过去我们犯罪的控告了。
And we do not need to suffer under our past sins condemnation.
比如说我们做错一些事情
Sometimes when we make mistakes,
当我们没有信主以前
when we have not yet believed in the Lord,
有的时候我们是把这些错的事情我们就把它放在一边也不管它
and sometimes the things we've done wrong we just lay aside and we do not care about it
有的时候我们就会想起这些不好的事情
other times we'll think about these things we've done
很后悔
and we regret
我为什么做这样的事情呢
why did I do this
良心里头就控告我们
And in our conscience, there is this condemning.
那我们心里头就没有平安。
And in our hearts, we do not have peace.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们相信接受耶稣做我们的救主。
When we believe and accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
他的血洗净我们的良心。
His blood washes our conscience clean.
仇敌或者我们自己再不受罪的控告。
And the enemy and ourselves cannot condemn us.
啊，这个就是心灵的平安。
This is the peace in our spirit.
那基督的平安，也是他看看他的一生他所走过的道路。
Now the peace of Christ, we must first look at the path he took in his life.
我们看见基督在世上过的是在一个很难的环境中间，但他心里头却是有完全的平安。
We know that Christ lived in very difficult times, yet within his heart he had this peace.
有多少人来反对他
There's so many people against him.
会使得他生命有危险
That will cause his life to be in danger.
有好多人听了他道以后却是不相信他
And many people who listened to his words did not believe him.
光照到黑暗里黑暗却不接受光
The light shone into darkness, yet the darkness did not accept the light.
他来到自己的地方自己的人却不接受他
He came to his own hometown, and yet his people did not accept him.
你看主耶稣基督在地上他所过的日子是一个多么孤单艰难的日子。
So you see that the Lord Jesus' life was a very lonely and difficult life.
但是我们看见耶稣基督在地上说，却是他里头有完全的平安。
But we see that while Jesus was on earth, he had this complete peace in him.
为什么呢？
Well, why is that?
因为他完全顺服神的旨意。
Because he wholly obeyed God's will.
他是完全的顺服父神的旨意。
He wholly obeyed the Father's will.
所以他里头有完全的平安。
Therefore, he had this complete peace in him.
所以什么是基督的平安呢？
So what is the peace of Christ?
就是要顺服父的旨意。
It is to obey the Father's will.
你看他在传道给人听，人拒绝他的时候。
And so when he spread the word to other people and they rejected him,
他向父祷告说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
He said to the Father, your will is good.
就是他感谢神。
And he thanked the Lord.
他说，这个是你的美意。
He said, this is your good will.
所以我们需要基督的平安。
So we need the peace of Christ.
就是叫我们能够跟父神中间，我们能够顺服他的意思。
So that we may be able to obey the Father's will.
其实我们人很多时候受到这个搅扰不平安，是因为我们自己的关系。
Actually, a lot of times when we experience unpeacefulness, it's because of our own selves.
不是环境带给我们不平安。
It is not because of environment.That causes us to feel unpeaceful.
很多时候是我们自己里头不平安。
Often it is that we feel unpeaceful inside ourselves.
所以我刚才说到，如果我们生活在中国大陆的话，我们知道这个很难叫我们平安。
And know that if we grew up in China, it's very difficult to have peace.
但是是不是我们来到北美以后，我们就觉得我们很平安呢？
But is it that once we come to North America that we feel peaceful?
但是也不是。
This is not for sure.
我们看见这个地方，生活很好，环境也很好。
We can see here that the lifestyle and the environment is so good.
但是你看到很多人，他里头有不平安，他很焦虑。
But you can see there are many people here who are very unpeaceful or they're very worried.
所以这个有这个忧郁症的，有 depression 的，不是那些生活收入很少的人。
And so, a lot of people with depression aren't those who are living a very poor lifestyle.
很多有生活都很充足的人，他们会得到忧郁症。
Some people have very full lives, yet they have depression.
你看这个什么原因呢？
Well, why is that?
难道是环境加给他们的吗？
Is it because of the environment?
因为他们是自己所造成的。
It's because it's self-produced.
他们不认识神。
They do not know God.
没有基督的平安。
They do not have the peace of Christ.
就基督徒有的时候也会忧虑。
And so even Christians, we have worries.
因为我们不认识基督的平安。
Because we do not know the peace of Christ.
所以如果一个人他能够跟神的旨意能够相符合的话。
And so if a person's will is matching the Father's will.
无论在什么情况之下。
No matter under what circumstance,
他的内心必然是有安息的。
There is an inner peace.
这就是一个基督的平安。
This is the peace of Christ.
所以我们这个地方看到，他说要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And so it says here, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
这个做主就是管理的意思。
To be the Lord is to rule.
这个就像在球赛的时候，在打球比赛的时候，有个裁判来管双方哪一方面是对，哪方面是错，哪方面赢，哪方面输。
Just like in a match of basketball, where there's a referee who will see who is winning and who's losing and who's right and who's wrong.
这就是让基督的平安在我们里头来判断我们这个是对的，这个是错的。
And so it's to allow Christ to tell us this is right or this is wrong.
就是让基督的平安来管理我们的心思意念，我们的言语，我们的动作。
To allow the peace of Christ to rule over our words, our actions, and our emotions.
如果你心里头觉得不平安，
If you feel within that you're not peaceful,
很可能多半的时候 这件事情不是你应该做的。
Most likely that this is something you ought not to do.
我说多半或者 mostly 呢，不是说每一件事情。
I say mostly because I do not say that it is every situation.
我们做错事情、说错话以后，我们就会觉得，哎呀，这个里头不太平安了。
When we do what's wrong or say what's wrong, we feel within that there's this unrest.
我们过去这个被主接去的罗老弟兄
，And in the past, our late brother-in-law,
他就是对于这个自己保守在主里头平安，他是非常重视的。
He really respected the peace of Christ.
他有的时候跟我们在一起私下谈话以后
，And so when he would sit down to share with us,
然后他回到家里以后，有一次他就给我打了电话。
And so one time when he went back home and he gave me a call.
他说：“弟兄，刚才我说的有一句话说的不合适，我现在要把它收回。”
He said, "Brother, I have said something unfitting. I would like to take those words back."
啊，他觉得这句话说完以后，他不平安。现在他要把这句话收回了。
After he had said those words and he felt unpeaceful, that he said that he would take those words back.
所以这就是让基督的平安在你的里头来管理你的思想、言语、行为。
It is to allow the peace of Christ to rule over your thoughts, your actions, and your words.
这是很宝贵的。
This is precious.
不是父母告诉你这个事情错了。
It is not that your parents tell you that this is wrong.
也不是朋友告诉你这些事情你不对。
Or your friends tell you that this is not correct.
因为基督的平安在我们里头来管理我们。
Because it is the peace of Christ that rules within our hearts.
所以我们要宝贵基督给我们的平安。
So we need to treasure the peace of Christ.
但是我们也要注意到。
But we also need to pay attention to.
有些弟兄姊妹，他们就是来寻求神旨意的时候。
That when brothers and sisters come to seek the Lord's will.
他说，这个是不是神的旨意呢
？They say, is this God's will?
要看我里头平安不平安。
Well, it has to see whether I'm feel peaceful inside.
如果这个事情我里面感到平安，我就可以去做，这就是神的旨意。
If I feel peaceful inside, then I will do this thing because it is God's will.
有些弟兄姊妹，他们就是以里头的平安不平安作为来判断是不是神的旨意。
So often, brothers and sisters will go by the peace they feel within, whether it is to decide whether it's God's will or not.
但这个不是来判断是不是神旨意的唯一的标准。
But this is not the only standard that gives us indication whether it's God's will or not.
因为你看是不是神的旨意，有多方面的因素，神在圣经里要告诉我们，叫我们要来思想的。
Because in order to know God's will, there are so many other aspects that we need to consider.
我们要明白这个是不是神的旨意。
In order to understand whether it's God's will,
我们看看这个是不是符合神的话。
We need to see whether it goes according to God's word.
我们要看看里头是不是有平安。
And we see whether there's an inner peace.
我们要看看环境，弟兄姊妹有给我们有没有印证。
And whether in our environment or circumstances and brothers and sisters, they agree with us.
啊，这个有很多方面来叫我们来明白什么是神的旨意。
There are so many aspects that help us to understand what God's will is.
所以我们不能够以内心平安作为就是这就是神的旨意。
So we cannot just allow our inner peace that we feel to be the only indication of whether it's God's will or not.
因为我们堕落的人啊，里面我们的心思意念不是那么清晰的。
Because as fallen men within us, we are not so clear with it.
不是每个事情你都能够很明白，很能够感觉到是神的旨意的。
It's not that in every situation that we can know that it is God's will.
所以你有内心的平安，不一定是神的旨意。
So the peace within may not indicate that it is God's will.
我们在圣经里头看到先知约纳。
We also see that there was the prophet Jonah.
Jonah, 他神的旨意呢，叫他到尼尼微去传福音给那些灭亡的人。
God wanted Jonah to preach to the perishing in Nineveh.
但是约纳他没有去。
But Jonah did not go.
他反倒跑到 另外一个方向去了。
Instead, he went in the opposite direction.
他跑到一个船要坐到他斯的。
He went to a ship that was heading towards Tarsus.
尼尼微是在犹太地的东面。
Nineveh is to the east of the Jewish people.
但是这个他斯呢，却是在犹太地的西边。
But he went to the west of the land of the Jewish people.
神叫他往东面去，他不去，他往西面去。
God told him to go east, but instead he went west.
但是神管教他。
But God taught him.
所以他上了船以后。
So when he boarded the ship.
他就睡了。
And he slept.
结果海里头就起了风浪。
And so there was a tempest.
这个船几乎要沉了。
And the boat was about to sink.
所以那些船上的人就说，那一定是有人惹怒了神。
And so the people on the ship said, there must be someone who has angered God.
所以神要罚我们。
That's what God is punishing us.
所以就找。
So they were looking.
说你有没有违反神的意思。
And inquired on one another whether they had sinned against God.
那最后来到约拿的床前。
And so finally they came to the bed of Jonah.
把他给摇醒了。
And woke him up.
问他你有没有做错事情。
And asked him whether he had done anything wrong.
他就把他为什么要坐船这个事情告诉他们了。
And then he told them why he was taking the ship.
他说那你们把我扔到海里去。
He said, then you guys cast me into the sea.
可能就是我没有听神的话。
It's perhaps I have not obeyed God's word.
当这个水手这些船上的人把他扔到海里，这个海浪就平静了。
And so when the men cast him into the sea,The tempest grew still.
这个是在旧约约拿书里头所记载的一个非常有趣的故事。
This is a very interesting story in the Old Testament.
你看这个约拿，他逃避神的旨意，他里头非常平安。
You can see that Jonah, in escaping God's will, inside of him he felt very peaceful.
本来他要坐这个船呢，这个船不是天天都有的，但他去了以后，很容易就上了船了。
Originally, when he boarded the ship was not always readily available every day. However, once he got there, he was able to go.
环境给他预备了这么个船。
And so the environment provided him a ship.
然后他上了船以后呢，他很平安，他也睡了，连很大的风浪他都不觉得。
And when he boarded the ship, he felt very peaceful inside because there was a huge tempest and he didn't even hear it.
内心是平安的。
This is the inner peace.
但是不是神的旨意。
But it's not God's will.
所以我们不能够以内心平安不平安作为神的是不是神的旨意。
So we cannot just go by the inner peace to determine whether it's God's will or not.
那我们反过来看，内心不平安的时候，也不一定就不是神的旨意。
On the other hand, because you feel unpeaceful, it's not necessarily mean that it's not God's will.
你看主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。
So if you see in the Lord Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane,
圣经说他心里极其忧伤。
And it is recorded in the Bible that within his heart he was full of sorrow and agony.
几乎要死。
To the point of death.
他迫切的祷告。
And he prayed fervently.
血就汗如血滴，滴在地上。
And his sweat was like drops of blood.
哦，这个里面有极大的征战。
Inside there's this great battle.
他内心。有很多的里头有很大的征战。
And there's this conflict within his heart.
但我们看是不是他就逃避神的旨意呢？
But we see, did he escape God's will?
不是。
No.
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual battle.
最后他说，父啊，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Finally, he said to the Father, Father, not my will, but thine.
有的时候我们面对一个事情的时候，
A lot of times when we face a situation,
我们里面有征战。
In us, we have a struggle.
我们里面有不平安。
We have unpeace.
但是我们知道，这种情形并不是我们离开了神的旨意。
But it does not necessarily mean that we have departed from God's will.
这个时候，我们知道神的旨意是什么，我们要来顺服。
But at that time, when we know what God's will is, we need to obey.
所以，这个就看到这个不能以平安。不平安不平安来决定是不是神的旨意。
As a result, we cannot just allow the inner peace to be the sole indicator of God's will.
这里也告诉我们，基督的平安 有什么用处呢？
And so, what is the use of this peace?
底下说，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
And it says to which you were called in one body.
所以这个地方的基督平安也很重要一点，说到我们在肢体的生活中间。
And so this peace of God is important in terms of our body life.
因为在我们在教会的生活当中，我们常常弟兄姊妹中间有一些摩擦的地方。
And that in church life, often we may have friction with brothers and sisters.
那怎么样能够使得这个我们能和谐呢？
So how can we work together?
那就让基督的平安来管理我们。
It is to allow the peace of Christ to rule in us.
对跟错，让基督来做判断。
Whether it's right or wrong, allow Christ to make that judgment.
所以我们需要有这样的平安在我们的肢体的生活当中。
So we need to have this peace in the life of the body.
第二方面，我们要看的基督的话。
The second point is to look at the word of Christ.
刚才我们说到，不能以自己的感觉来判断神的旨意。
We just spoke of how we should not allow our own feelings to determine God's will.
所以这里说到，当用各样的智慧，丰丰富富的把基督道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
And so it says here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
就这里讲到，我们要有基督的话来配合我们的生活。
And so here we need the word of Christ to help us in our life.
中文是存在心里，英文就是说住在你的心里。
And in Chinese, it is
住
is to live, to dwell.
Dwell 在你的里面。
Dwell in you.
可是主耶稣说，你们要住在我的里头。
Just like the Lord says, you must abide in me.
也让主的爱住在我们里头。
To allow the Lord's love to abide in us.
所以保罗这里说呢，让基督的话住在我们里面。
And so here Paul says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
所以住在里呢，就不是说单单我们在头脑一些明白了。
So for the God's word to dwell in us, it's not just that we understand it with our mind.
怎么能住在里头呢？
So how does it dwell in us?
就是你要来读主的话。
It is that we need to read God's word.
而且来行主的话。
Moreover, to walk and do His word.
否则的话，只是听一听，很快就忘了。
Otherwise, if we just hear His word, quickly we'll forget.
我们不但是需要明白主的话。
Not only do we need to understand God's word.
而且让主的话能够住在我们的里头。
But then allow the Lord's word to dwell in us.
这是一个经常的、不断的这样的一个事情。
This is a constant, unbroken, situation.
那基督的话包括很多方面。
So Christ's word is inclusive of many things.
有安慰的话。
There are words of comfort.
也有责备跟提醒、警告我们的话。
And there's also rebuke and admonishing.
我们很喜欢读的就是安慰我们的话。
Of course, we love to read comforting words.
主的话很能安慰我们。
So that the word of Christ can comfort us.
当我们在难处、在忧伤的时候。就是主的话，只有主的话才能安慰我们。
That when we are in difficulties and sorrow, that the Lord's words can comfort us.
这是我们一般喜欢的。
This is what we mostly like.
但是基督的话也包括责备我们的话，提醒我们的话。
But Christ's words also include words that rebuke and words that warn.
所以这个基督的话是要包括全部的，所有的方面的。
So the word of Christ is all inclusive.
我们不能说选择一些我们喜欢的话，我们就把它住在里头；一些不喜欢的，我们就把它放在一边。
We cannot be selective and just take some of the words to dwell in us and others not to.
这里说当用各样的智慧。
And so it says in all wisdom.
各样的智慧。
All wisdom.
不是一种智慧。
It's not one kind of wisdom.
各样的智慧。
But it's all wisdom.
这说明要让基督话住在我们里头，我们要努力，我们要下功夫的。
And so, to allow the word of Christ to dwell in us richly, we need to work hard.
我们要听。
We need to listen.
我们要读。
We need to read.
那我们呢，要来默想。
And we also need to meditate.
我们还要来实行。
We also need to live it out.
这个种种方面，各个方法。才能够使基督的话能够住在我们的里头。
We must do all these things in order for the word of Christ to dwell in us.
我们基督徒每天都会读圣经。
As Christians, we will read the Bible daily.
但是我们有时候就把它当作一个形式。
But sometimes we just treat it like it's a ritual.
好像基督徒就应该每天祷告，每天读圣经的吗？
Isn't it that Christians ought to read the Bible and to pray every day?
但是我有时候我们读完以后啊，就让它过去了。
But often after we read it, we just let it pass away.
我们没有好好的把它记住。
We do not remember it.
我们也没有好好的去默想一下。
We do not spend time to meditate on it.
我们更是少按照主的话的命令我们来实行。
And even less is that we rarely will obey God's word.
所以就是我们在主的话上就是还不够丰富。
And so we do not have this abundance of the Lord's word.
中国有一个很出名的弟兄叫做宋尚杰。
There is a very well-known brother named Brother Song.
John Song.
John Song.
他是在中国这个20年代、30年代一个很出名的一个布道家。
He was a very famous preacher in the 20s and 30s.
他有很多的书啊，有些见证，都看了以后叫我们得到很大的帮助的。
He has many books and their testimonies that have been a great encouragement to us.
其中有一件事情说到他去美国读神学的时候。
And it mentioned that when he went to the U.S. to study in a seminary.
这个神学院呢，刚好是一个不相信耶稣的神学院。
And that seminary was actually one that did not believe in Jesus Christ.
他是在研究神学。
And he wanted to study in this seminary.
他就不知道就是就到里头去学习了。
And he did not know, so he went there to study.
结果他在神学院里头受到很多一些错误的思想的影响。
And so he was affected by many wrong lines of thought.
慢慢把他信仰都要丢掉了。
And so he cast aside his faith.、Slowly.
但是神很恩待他。
But God had grace upon him.
有一次让他听到神的福音。
One time it allowed him to hear the gospel.
他就信主了。
And he believed in the Lord.
他就接受主了。
And accepted the Lord.
而且接受主以后，他就很愿意跟别人来传福音。
And after he received the Lord, he was willing to go and spread the gospel to others.
这个在神学院，他这个神学院里头看见是一种很奇怪的一个现象。
And so you see that he sees that in the seminary, it's quite an odd situation.
他这些教授也好，这些同学也好，好像就是读点书，根本就对传福音就没有什么兴趣的。
His professors and his fellow students just read a little bit of the book, and they don't even spread the gospel.
所以他看到John Song这样的情形以后，说这个人可能是疯了。
And so when these people saw John Song, they thought that you know this person is likely to be crazy.
他就把他有一次骗他以后，就把他关在疯人院精神病医院里头了。
And so one time they even locked him up in an asylum.
那么他说我没有犯精神病啊。
So he said, well, I'm not crazy.
那么那个医院说，你说你没有犯精神病吧，就说明你有精神病。
And so then the people there said that just because you say that you're not crazy indicates that you are crazy.
所以他怎么说都没有用，他在里头就不能出来了。
And so no matter what he said, he was unable to be released.
他在里头关了193天。
And he was locked up for 193 days.
后来有些朋友把他救了出来。
But finally, a friend saved him out of there.
他说这193天，他好好的读圣经。
But in those 193 days, he spent time reading God's word.
他用40种方法把新旧的圣经读了40遍。
And so he used 40 methods to read the Old and New Testaments in 40 times.
各样的方法。
All these different ways.
我们知道读圣经不是一个方法，对吧？
So we understand that reading the Bible is just not one way.
他用40种方法。
He used 40 methods.
我们想象不出来到底怎么是哪40种方法。
So we cannot even imagine what 40 ways there are.
但是他用各样的智慧把圣经读了40遍。
But he used different types of wisdom to study God's word.
我现在还没读过40遍。
And so myself, I have not read the Bible 40 times.
他就用短短的时间里头丰丰富富的把神的话 藏在心里头。
But in that short period of time, he abundantly took God's word and put in his heart.
所以他出来传福音，神与他同在，用神的话来传福音，很有能力。
And so when he went to spread the gospel using God's word, it was full of power.
成千上万的人因着他所传扬的福音，相信了主耶稣。
And thousands of people, because of him spreading the gospel, came to the Lord.
所以他读圣经读到一个什么地步呢？
And so, to what stage has he read the Bible to?
他说：“你只要告诉我，你叫我讲哪一章，我现在就可以给你讲哪一章圣经里头的意思。”
He says that if you give me any chapter, I will be able to tell you what the meaning is.
他不像我们。
He's not like us.
我们要讲一次道的话，不知道要费多少时间去做准备去。
And so for us, we need to prepare a lot just for one passage.
但他却能够把圣经都能够融会贯通。
But yet for himself, he was able to fully approach and understand the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，尤其青年弟兄姊妹，真的需要把基督的话丰丰富富的住在我们的心里。
So I encourage you, especially young brothers and sisters, to allow the word of Christ to dwell richly in you.
但是读圣经呢，也不是现在读了以后马上就用上的。
But it's not that when you read the Bible that you can use it right away.
有的时候你马上就可以用上。
Some words you can apply right away.
但是有很多时候呢，今天读的圣经不一定今天就能用上。
But sometimes when we read the Bible today, we cannot use it today.
但是你读完以后，好像在里面呢储存起来了。
But because you have read it, then you're able to store it inside.
等到有用的时候呢，基督的话就会出来，成为你的生命，成为你的力量。
So when it is the point where it can be used, it becomes your life and it becomes your strength.
你看在约瑟，在出埃及记讲到这个。创世纪讲到约瑟。
When you see that in Genesis, it tells us of Joseph.
他做了埃及的宰相。
And he became one of the rulers in Egypt.
他就告诉法老，在丰收的时候要把粮食给储存起来。
And he told Pharaoh that in the days of plenty that we need to store it up.
所以在埃及有七年的丰收。
So in Egypt there were 7 years of plenty.
约瑟就把全国的粮食能够存下来的都把存起来。
And so Joseph was able to store up all the things that were harvested in the years of plenty.
七个丰收年过去了，七个荒年来的。
So after the 7 years of plenty were passed, the 7 years of famine came.
但是因为他有储备。
But because they were prepared.
所以在饥荒的时候，埃及还有粮食。
Therefore, in the days of famine, Egypt still had food.
所以我们读圣经，有的时候读了好像看见好像没什么用，但这些话都需要储存在这里头。
So often when we read God's word, we feel, well, this is not very useful right now, but it is important that we actually store it up.
尤其我们在年轻的时候，是有这么好的条件，更需要把主的话能够住在我们里面。
Especially when we are young, that we have this ability to allow God's word to dwell richly in us.
有位太太，他们家里头跟丈夫，她跟丈夫不太合。
There was a wife who could not get along with his husband.
但她也常常去参加教会的查经聚会。
And she would often attend Bible study at church.
因为她想到家里头这样不和的话，她就想跟她丈夫离婚。
And so when she discovered that She and her husband could not get along. She wanted to divorce him.
他就去问这个组长的意见。
So she went to ask the group leader.
这个组长呢，也是个姊妹。
And the group leader was also a sister.
他也遇到曾经遇到过这样的问题。
She had also come across this problem in her life.
他想这个组长的话，这个姊妹一定会同意他的想法。
And she thought that this group leader would definitely agree with her thinking.
但是。这个姊妹告诉她，在圣经上有一句话。
But this sister told her that in the Bible there is a verse.
她说：“你去读箴言十四章的第一节。”
He told her to read a Proverbs 14 verse 1.
我们要不要看一看十四章箴言
？Let's look at Proverbs.
十四章第一节。
14 verse 1.
他说智慧妇人建立家室，愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。
The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands.
你看这句话触动了他。
And so it is because of these words that it convicted her.
他说我不能够拆毁我的家。
And she says, I cannot pull down my own house.
如果我拆毁我的家，我就是一个愚昧的妇人。
If I pull down my house, I'm a foolish woman.
所以他就回到家里。
So she returned home.
跟先生重新和好。
And reconciled with her husband.
就看见这个神的话，的确是在我们生活各个方面都是对我们非常有用的。
So we see that God's word is so useful to us in so many ways.
所以我们要把基督的话藏在我们心里。
So we need to allow Christ's word to dwell in our hearts richly.
今天基督徒最大的危机。
Today, the greatest danger among Christians
就是不是认真的来读主的话。
Is that we do not have a serious attitude in reading God's word.
轻看主的话。
We look at God's words lightly.
把基督的话看作只是一些教训，一些道理。
And we just look at the word of Christ as just some teachings or just some lessons.
所以现在就是我们会营养不良。
So as a result, we will be malnourished.
头很大，但身子却很小。
Our head is big, but our heart is small.
这真的是有这样的孩子的。
There are really kids like this.
中国大陆好多有些地方啊，一些孩子吃了这个假的奶粉。
In China, there are many kids who have ate this
假的，不是真奶粉，milk powder.
Milk powder that was not fake milk powder.
他们就是用一些什么乱七八糟的东西就变成奶粉了，就卖出去。
And so they just use a whole bunch of materials to make this a milk powder.
后来看见这个孩子头都很大。
As a result, the infant's head swelled up.
身子没有长。
And their bodies are small.
最后追查下来，原来这个奶粉是假的。
So they investigate this and discover that the milk powder
没有营养
is fake. There's no nourishment.
非常可怕。
It's very scary.
但是我们基督徒千万不要做这样的一个孩子。
And so may we Christians will not be like such a child.
那有人问怎么样读圣经呢？最好的方法是什么呢？
So some people ask us, well, how do we read God's word? What is the best method?
有的弟兄就说了。
So some brothers say,
读圣经的最好的方法，第一，你就读。
The best way to read the Bible is first to read it.
第二，读。
The second is to read it.
第三，还是读。
And the third is to read.
我想最好的方法，我想也是非常好，就是你读，再读，再读。
And I think that the best method is to read, read, and read again.
啊，这就是这里告诉我们，要把基督的话住在我们心里。
And so here it tells us to allow the word of Christ to dwell richly in us.
第三点，我们要看看在主耶稣的名。
And the third thing we want to look at is the name of the Lord Jesus.
第四七节说，
In verse 17 it tells us,
他说无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
这个地方说无论你做什么，
And there it says that whatever you do,
你说话还是你做事情，
in word or in deed,
这是包括我们生活所有的方面。
This includes all different aspects of our lives.
就是你要奉主耶稣的名，借着他来感谢父神。
That through the name of the Lord Jesus, we give thanks to the Father.
我们不要把奉主耶稣的名当作是个公式。
We should not just look at the name of the Lord Jesus as
formula.
As a formula.
啊，我们祷告。
That we just pray.
啊，祷告，不管你说你祷告什么。
And that when we pray, it doesn't matter what you pray.
啊，他说你最后奉耶稣的名，那就可以了。
But as long as at the end you say in Jesus' name.
你不注重祷告的内容，单单是加一个奉主耶稣的名，这个有什么用处啊？
If you do not respect the content of your prayer and you just use the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们祷告会奉耶稣的名祷告。
We need to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们聚会奉耶稣的名聚会。
We need to gather under the name of the Lord Jesus.
好，我们传道是奉耶稣的名传道。
And when we preach in the name of the Lord Jesus.
都是我们需要奉主耶稣的名。
All these we need to do under the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是这个不是一个公式。
But this is not a formula.
奉主耶稣的名是什么意思呢？
In Jesus' name, what does that mean?
至少有两个意思。
There are at least two meanings.
奉主耶稣的名就是在他的权柄底下。
To be in Jesus' name means to be under His sovereignty.
所以说，我们今天在这里聚会。
So today, when we come to the Lord,
我们都顺服在基督的主耶稣的权柄底下。
And we are when we come to assemble together, we're under His authority.
不是我，不是他来做这个权柄。
It's not me or someone else who is the authority.
乃是在这个地方，主耶稣是宝座在这里。他来管理我们，他是我们的权柄。
But here, the Lord's throne is here, and He is our head and our authority.
他的名就是代表他这个主耶稣。
His name represents Himself.
第二个意思。
The second meaning.
就是靠着他的能力。
It is that we rely on His strength.
好，我们奉主耶稣的名来祷告。
So we pray in Jesus' name.
或者奉主耶稣的名医病赶鬼。
Or we heal or cast demons in His name.
都是靠着他的能力。
It is by His power.
那么什么人可以奉主耶稣的名呢？
So, what kind of people can use God, the Lord Jesus' name?
就是属于主的人。
It is those who belong to Him.
你已经承认主耶稣的名了。
You have already confessed the name of the Lord Jesus.
你才能够奉着主耶稣的名来做一切的事情。
So that you're able to do all things in His name.
在使徒行传第十九章。
So in Acts chapter 19.
有保罗到了一个地方，看见有一些人，在赶鬼。
And so Paul saw that there are some people casting out demons.
那么有几个犹太人赶鬼的话，他说我是奉保罗所传的耶稣的名来赶你们。
And so some people said that in the Jesus that dwells in Paul, we cast you out.
他说这鬼怎么说呢？保罗我认识。
So what did the demons say? They said, Paul I know.
主耶稣我也认识。
And Jesus I know.
你们是谁呢？
But who are you?
结果这鬼就胜过他们。
As a result, the demons overcame him.
因为他们不是属于主的人。
Because they do not belong to Christ.
他们奉主耶稣的名也没有用的。
So that when they use the Lord's name, it is not useful at all.
所以我们说话行事都要奉主耶稣的名。来感谢神。
So whether we live or whatever we do or say, we need to do it in the Lord's name.
叫父得到荣耀。
To allow the Father to receive the glory.
如果有件事情你不敢奉主耶稣的名。
If there's something that you're afraid to do in the name of the Lord.
那么你想这件事情啊，你就不应该做了。
Then you should realize that this is something you ought not to do.
这就是说我们奉主耶稣的名能够来叫父得到荣耀。
It is whatever we do in the Lord's name, it should give the Father the glory.
他说要感谢。
He says that we need to give thanks.
为什么能感谢呢？
So why can we give thanks?
因为我们对主有认识。
Because we know the Lord.
因为知道他所做的是最好的。
Because we know that whatever He does, it is the best.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His ways are higher than ours.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And His thoughts are higher than ours.
所以在一切事情上我们可以完全来信靠他。
And so in these things we can fully trust in Him.
所以我们能够奉主耶稣的名来感谢父神。
That we are able to, in the Lord's name, give thanks to the Father.
因为这件事情在平安稳妥的时候，你容易感谢神。
Because when you're in a peaceful times, it's easy to give thanks to God.
但是有些觉得是困难的时候，你就很难感谢神。
But in times of difficulty, you will discover it's very difficult to give thanks to the Lord.
但是神都要叫我们看见，要在主耶稣的权柄底下，在他的能力底下，我们可以来感谢神。
But God wants us to see that under His authority and power, we are able to give thanks to Him.
尽管有些事情我们现在不明白。
And there are some things that we may not understand.
但是我们相信神的旨意都是最好的。
But we trust that God's will is the best.
有一个印度的女孩子，她是基督徒。
There was a young Indian girl.
她在快要结婚以前，她发现手上 长了这个疮。
Prior to her marriage, she discovered a wart on her hand.
她经过医生诊断是得了麻风病了。
And so she discovered, under the doctor's diagnosis, that she had received leprosy.
在麻风病的话，也是要被隔离开的。
And so in India, if you had leprosy, you would also be separated.
所以她就不能够结婚了。
So she would not be able to get married.
就把她住在疯人病的医院里头。
And so they took her to a hospital.
这个年轻的姊妹是非常失望。
And so this young sister was greatly disappointed.
她说：“神啊，难道我这一生就要跟这些妇女住在一起吗？”
And so she said to God, "God, will I have to live here with the rest of these women?"
她心里都很痛苦。
And inside of her, she had great sorrow.
那么有一个在麻风病医院做 mission 的宣教士就遇到她了。
And so there was a missionary who met her at this hospital.
她很同情她的遭遇。
And she had great sympathy for her.
所以他就问你可不可以做我的助手，来帮助、来服侍这些麻风病的妇女。
So she asked this young Indian girl if she would like to be his assistant.
这好像是神把一点的希望能够给她。
It's as if God gave her some hope.
不是叫她光是看自己觉得很可怜，而且把眼光从自己身上能够转到主的身上。
It's not so that she would remain in self-pity, but to take her eyes and look upon the Lord.
所以他就教他们，唱歌。
So she taught them how to sing.
弹琴。
And to play piano.
教他们学习这个文化。
And to learn about different cultures.
慢慢呢，这个麻风病医院呢，有些面貌上就有改变了。
And so slowly there were some patients there that whose appearance changed.
这些女人呢？他们也会洗衣服了，会梳头了，会把房间弄得干净些了。
And so a lot of these women, they would wash their clothes, comb their hair, and make their room clean.
一个本来是一个很乱、很可怕的地方，现在变成一个很可爱的地方。
It was once a disorderly place has become an orderly and a loving place.
过了几年以后
，After a few years have passed,
他向人做见证说。
She gave testimony to others.
她说我一开始进这个医院的时候
，And she says when I was first in this hospital,
我都怀疑是不是有神。
I wondered whether there really was a God.
但是现在我感谢神给我一个工作。
But now I give thanks to God for giving me this job.
如果我不是长大麻风的话
，If I did not have leprosy,
我不会发现这是一个很蒙福的工作。
I would not discover that this is such a blessed work.
她说我现在活着是每一天。我都感谢神。
And so she says that how I live is that I give thanks to God every single day.
神对我真好。
God is so good to me.
不是神把这祸害临到他身上。
It's not that just God has sent a pestilence upon her.
而且神知道将不好的事情变成能够荣耀神的事情。
But that God has caused something that is so bad to become a blessing in her life.
所以说，无论做什么，我们都要奉主耶稣的名。来感谢神。
Whatever you do in word or deed, we need to give thanks to God.
在这个地方一同来学习。
So let us learn in these areas.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，真是求你能够给我们力量。
Lord, we thank you that you can give us strength.
让基督的平安来管理我们。
To allow Christ's peace to rule in our hearts.
让基督的话也能够住在我们的里面。
And to allow Christ's word to dwell richly within us.
也让我们常常。能够以奉主耶稣的名来感谢神。
Allow us to be able to give thanks to you in your name.
让我们的生活能活在你的恩典跟祝福当中。
That we may live in your grace and blessing.
祝福你的儿女们。
Bless your children, Lord.
让我们激烈追求。
That we may pursue you.
能够让我们在你面前多多的蒙恩。
And that we may receive more grace from you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.